it's this is when we sort of see the yacht season ending. We've had two in really this week. We had one yesterday, a French boat who was in St. Agnes this morning, heading back to France today. But the other one that we've got in at the moment, or the only one we've got in now, was the yacht that was towed in from 22 miles southwest of the islands by the lifeboat last week. The fellow who was airlifted off, he was sent to Trelisk and discharged fairly rapidly. He turned up on the islands yesterday, so I've taken him out to his boat and he's making himself at home there. He's got a couple of repairs to effect before he tries to get back to Gosport before the weather breaks, which, looking at the forecast, Monday is not looking quite so nice.
It was the rudder that went wrong, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's just sheared off completely up at the top, so he needs to do a bit of bracing there, and then it should be okay. But it's a nice boat. The gentleman's on his own. So we'll see how he gets on. We'll probably bring him into the inner berth later on today. And then he's a lifting keel, so he can sit there quite happily, save him bobbing around on the moorings for the next few days.
But he's all right.
Yeah, seems fine.
What a story to tell.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was probably a bit alarmed when he was watching his yacht disappear behind him. But, luckily, the good chaps on our lifeboat here went out and picked it up, and everything's ending well.
He'll be in demand at dinner parties, won't he, when he gets back to Gosport?
I'm sure, yes.
So what's going on with the Quay widening and extension project now, then?
Well, Quays, they're full bore at the moment. You've probably seen a lot of landing craft coming in, namely the Moorlander and the Seven Sins, both KML vessels. They're sort of doing back-to-back trips from Falmouth at the moment, bringing in a lot of aggregate for the concrete pours, a lot of cement for that. But also, quite nice to see are the fenders that are going to go on the Quay extension, which is sort of, in my mind at least, starting to mark the end of the project a bit. But tonight they're going to pour the penultimate tie-in section of concrete. That is the bit that brings the new bit and the existing bit together. Once they've poured that, then they need to remove the existing coping stones, move the shuttering up, adjust the shuttering a little bit, and then they'll be pouring the top slab, so you will be able to walk from one to the other really without tripping over anything nasty.
So the fenders kind of represent the job being done, don't they, really?
There's what have we got left to do? Or they've got fenders, they've got bollards, they've got lights to put on, a few railings to put up. So it's all, small stuff, really. They've still got the top slab to pour on the extension itself, but I don't think that's a very difficult job, not with the two mixers that they've got. So the end is nigh. It's looking good for that. And when we look at the widening section, they're doing well with that now. All the ground stabilisation work has been done. The big green tank that mixture came in is still at the back of the quay. That will be going in a week or two. There's no rush for that to go, really. But they've poured the third of the 12 foundation pours for that as well. So that's moving on quite well. All the blocks are here for that. The last two, which are on the Seven Sins alongside the quay this morning. And then if you look at the building works on the quay, the balcony, which I think looks lovely, that's coming on. The balustrades are going up on that, and then there's the perspex will be going up. The freight store is looking good. They're starting to pop the wooden bits between the metal structure. The freight office and the ticket office finally seem to be getting to a point where they're going to be handed over. Everything's happening.
Yeah, it will make a real difference, won't it, having the cover, just walking along the quay instead of getting drenched.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's better for them now. The season's sort of come to an end. It's quieter on the quay, so there's less interaction between the public or tourists and the workers. So they're being able to do a little bit more work.
The thing about the quay widening, you don't notice it so much, do you? Because I often go for a walk up the garrison, and like the quay extension, which was really visible because it poked out because it's cutting across, you don't really see it so much, do you?
Yeah, you're right, but it will make a massive difference to the operations down there. I mean, we've all seen how tight that corner is, especially for the big trucks, so it's going to give us more parking area, more area for putting bins, and more area for turning, better for the taxis, which will alleviate any problems with cars and people at the same time. So really, that's going to be a very effective bit of work there.
IKEA still bringing the material from Porthlow through as part of the quay extension.
That's coming into the widening area as and when it's needed. So that mound, if you like, is going down slowly.
And not long before the boat finishes now.
No, that's right. Well, she's, as we all know, she's dropped her Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then she finishes on the 8th. So what's that, another 2.5 weeks?
It'll be a Sunday, 2 weeks Sunday, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Not sure how I feel about that. I prefer the summer, so it's... be sorry to see her go, unfortunately.
I know, there's a comfort of seeing the boat there, isn't there?
Absolutely, but it's such a short off-season for them, so look forward to her coming back next year already. Not to wish the winter away or anything, but...
Well, it won't be that long, will it? I mean, they are... Is it later this year they're operating? Because November, they're, the 7th or 8th, was it?
I think it's the 8th that they finish.
Is that later than last year? It seems to be.
No, it's about... It's about the same. Normally about the same sort of time, the end of the half term over here, so people can get back and then... they've got bits of painting and whatnot to do over there. So, we just hope they enjoy themselves for the next few weeks.